I hope you have had a wonderful time tonight. I have. How could I not with such lovely company as yourself? My manners? Well, yes. It comes from the way I was raised. You might call it old school. Would you care for a walk around the lake? The moon is full and the stars are shining so brightly. But their beauty could never outshine your own. Perhaps we could sit here on this blanket and gaze at the heavens. I was hoping you would agree to walk. It was a risk I'm glad I took. Your skin is so soft, so warm. Yes, mine is quite cold. I must make a confession, little one. I am much older than I appear. I know I appear 17, like you. I am not. I'm hundreds of years old. I've lost count, I'm afraid. You laugh at me? I assure you, I am not joking. Surely my speech and demeanor are enough to show you that things are not as they appear. I'm glad they have drawn you to me. From the moment I laid eyes upon you, I needed you for my own. My dear, I was not joking when I said I'm so old. Listen, little one. I am no longer human. I was once. I am what you may call a vampire. Once again, I do not jest. Well, at least not at this moment. Look closer at my teeth. Are they not sharp? My eyes? There's a red tint to the brown of my irises. My skin is paler than what is fashionable, and it is cold, cold as ice. You never see me during the day, and I told you that I homeschool as to why. Can you not see? I am a vampire. My darling girl, I have hidden it from you for months, but I could hide it no longer. I understand if this means, pardon me, you don't care? But little one, I can be very dangerous to you. Don't care? Your lips are sweeter than the finest of wines, my love. Might I sample them again? I have a story to tell you, little one. on my back. I come from a time when it was not acceptable to have female lovers. Oh, but when I saw her, nothing could have stopped me from loving her. She was mine, and I hers. One night she came to my home, and we made love. It was beautiful. But my father caught us in my bed. He walked in and he held up his gun and he told her she had to leave. He threatened me to never see her again. You see, I was engaged to a man that I did not love. I did not love men. He locked me in my room, forbade me to leave until I was set to be married that weekend. I grew afraid that she would never return and that I would live a life without passion, without love, without her. Another night, she finally came to my window and opened it. I never could. It was locked tight. She told me there was a way I could be with her forever. But she told me that if I went with her, I would never see my family or the sun again. That we would live in the darkness of night. I knew I must make a choice, and soon. My house was very small, and there was a real possibility my father could happen upon us at any moment. I knew that could prove fatal to us both, so I told her yes. I followed my love into the night. Much like you, I was a slightly naive girl. I didn't understand. I know, but you are naive. But it's part of your charm, my dear. Let me finish my story. I followed her to her home, and she lit a lamp once we arrived. The night was much like tonight. The moon was bright, the sky clear, and the air heavy and sultry. And like you, I did not believe that she was a vampire. Not until she held my wrist, gently nipped at it and fed for me just the tiniest bit. She told me that if I would stay with her, that we must go far away from my home and that I must become like her. I agreed and have been a vampire since. I will spare you the details of my transformation. They are not pleasant. My dear, you may ask me as many questions as you like. Yes, we are still together. She is older than I. She appeared 20 when we first met. Perhaps she is truly 50 or so years older than I. She poses as my aunt, but we are partners, yes. We take lovers. When you're together as long as we have been, it's not unusual. It does sound as if I'm breathing. I've found humans become unnerved when I don't, so I've learned to fake it. I do feel love and lust. I do feel love and lust. I suppose I'm no different from humans in that regard. My lust can sometimes be a little different. But I still love making a woman gasp and moan beneath me. That gasp. Why? Why have I brought you here and told you all this? You remind me of myself somewhat. Why? Because when I hold you and kiss you, I remember what it was like to be alive and not this creature who is surely damned. You make me feel. Alive. Your scent is intoxicating. Into my eyes. Do not be afraid. I will never hurt you, little one. I only want to bring you pleasure. I need to bring you pleasure. You like that? I can tell by the soft whimper and the way you shiver. May I please you, little girl? I can hear your pulse quicken. Are you thinking of me? Touching you. Will you let me love your beautiful body? Worship you. Claim you for my own. You are perfect. My dear, I know this is your first time. If you ever feel uncomfortable, please tell me, okay? I love you, my sweet little girl. Let me worship you. Your neck. I can feel your pulse beneath my lips. Oh, so delicious. You like when I kiss that spot right on your neck, right there, don't you? My hands cupping your beautiful breast through the fabric of your dress. I love how it leaves the top of them bare, so soft, smooth, perfect, as lovely as your dress is. I'm sure your skin is more so. Would you like me to help you remove it? I was not prepared for. Yes, I am speechless. It takes quite a bit to do that. You know, I'll never quite be used to the skimpy undergarments ladies wear nowadays. Yes, my own are quite small. Not tonight, little one. Tonight is about you. Let's remove this bra. Perfect. You are perfect. I love that gasp when I graze my thumbs over your nipples, how they harden beneath my touch. How about if I suck on this one a little? I love your moans. I think this one needs attention as well. Your stomach is so soft. I couldn't resist making you giggle, and your belly button is so cute. Your panties are wet, little one. Might I take them off? You smell delectable. I'm going to kiss your thighs. I love your thighs. And kiss my way down your legs as I pull them down. Your legs are beautiful. You are beautiful, my little one. I'm just going to kiss my way up your other leg to your sensitive thigh and kiss and lick and nibble. Right here, so close. I am teasing you. I like to feel you squirt beneath me. I'm getting closer. My breath right there. And I kiss your other thigh. Right there. You need me? Your beautiful body, your sweet honey, is mine. Yes, yes, my good girl, my sweet pet, I will wait no longer. You taste so sweet. You're so wet from me. Yes, moan as loud as you like, darling. Moan, whimper, cry out my name. Yes, that's it. Just like that, little one. That's it. Hide that feeling. Let it take over. Come for me, my pet. Yes. Yes. Come for me, please. Yes. Yes. You really are lovely, so lovely, so perfect. No, I suppose I didn't. But as I said, tonight it's not about me. And I love being able to be your first. Now, I haven't fed in a while. Are you sure, little one? Okay. Maybe I could sample your wrist. But perhaps that's too visible. Your neck. Right at that spot behind your ear that makes you shiver. I could feed at your soft, creamy thighs. That got a blush. You like it too, don't you? Let me just kiss you a little. It's better for you when you're aroused. You're squirming around a lot, little one. You long for my tongue again? You're insatiable. I like that. Maybe this time I could push my finger inside. Those moans. I can lick. And suck. You're perfect. Clit. This is slowly. Move my finger in and out. Yes. That's it. What's it, baby girl? You're so perfect. So beautiful. You're getting closer. Yes, don't hold back, my little girl. Don't hold back from me. Come for me, my sweetheart. Yes. Do you like the taste of your honey mixed with your blood? It's intoxicating. Come lie in my arms. There, like that. Let me run my fingers through your hair. Your amazing little girl. I have never touched skin so smooth or tasted another as sweet as you. Tonight, I felt alive, if only for a moment. I love you too, my sweet.